live as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Was the other side of this roof. The floors was not here. The walls were not painted, and the choir stand in this area here was all tore down. Amen. But now look at it. Look at what the Lord has done. And I know it wasn't easy, and I know there may have been some here that maybe had some objections, and like it said in the book of Haggai in 2 in verse 3, it said, how many of you among you that remember the former house, but how do you see it now? For it is marvelous in our sight. There are times when we have to refurbish. We can't stay in the old. Time when we got to refurnish. Amen. We like new things in our house. We spend money on new things in our house. We buy furniture. Amen. Sometimes even when we don't need it. We just want something new. Y'all talk back to me. But we have problems when it comes to the house of the Lord. We have problems when it comes to refurbishing the house of the Lord. But can I tell you, brothers and sisters, that's no place I'd rather be than in the house of the Lord. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. My house is all right, but it ain't nothing like the house of the Lord. Somebody ought to talk to me. There's no place. I'm like the psalmist that said, Psalms 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand in thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up unto the testimony of Israel, where there the Lord command the blessings. Just good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. And then not only that, but to see it refurbished. We look at this particular text, my brothers and sisters, it shows us the refurbishing or the refurnishing of the Lord's house. And I can look at this particular text and tell you it wasn't cheap neither. You know, we go everywhere else and we spend money on everything else, but when we come to the Lord's house, we want to act cheap. You want to be cheap with God. Some of us are tipping God right now. We're just tipping God. We ain't tithing. We're just tipping God. Oh, but when something happened in our lives and when we need God the most, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Takes money, takes resources. And look at this particular text. And I want to show you this in this particular text. That's about three or four things that I want to lift out of this text. And then I'm going home. Y'all won't see me no more the rest of this week. Me and Sister Lodge is going yonder. There are about three or four things I want you to see in this particular text. The first thing, brothers and sisters, that we see in this text is the furnishing of the Lord's house. Now watch this. I didn't make it up. Notice what it says in verse 48. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertain unto the house of the Lord. The altar of gold. The table of gold. Wherein stood the showbread. And the candlesticks of pure gold. Five on the right hand and five on the left. And so here in this particular text, we see the furnishing of the Lord's house. Amen. Where he brought in the furnishing. He brought in the table. Come on, talk back to me. Whatever was needed for the Lord's house, he brought it in. And I know the text deals with Solomon building the house of the Lord. But since the house of God is already built, we just want to deal with the furnishing of the Lord's house. And he brought all of those things into the Lord's house. Not only do we see here in this text the furnishing of the Lord's house. Oh, shuck, I had some. I just put that up. But not only do we see the furnishing of the Lord's house, we see the fixtures. Help me, somebody. That's in the Lord's house. Notice here. Let's see, can we find the fixtures here? Notice he said in verse 50. And the bowls. Is that what he said? And the snuffers. Brass and the spoons. And he talks about all of that. The censers of gold. The hinges of gold. All of those are fixtures, y'all. Talk back to me. He even talks about the lampstand. Amen, of gold. All of those are fixtures in the Lord's house. Look at these beautiful fixtures. Are y'all going to help me in here? Look at these beautiful lights in here. All of these fixtures in the Lord's house. Look at those beautiful flowers hanging in the window there. Look at these two beautiful screens here. Y'all ain't seeing what I'm seeing. And so not only does he deal with the furnishing in the Lord's house, he deals also with the fixtures in the Lord's house. He had hinges and they were made of gold. And which to hang the doors on. He wasn't playing with God's house. We playing with God's house. But they were serious about the house of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we got to be serious about God's house. Because if it wasn't for the Lord's house, you wouldn't have your house. Somebody ought to talk to me. Except the Lord build the house. Are y'all going to help me in here? They that labors but in vain. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman, he watches but in vain. And we ought to want to take care of God's house. Because I've learned that when you take care of God's business, how many of you know the Lord will take care of your business? And I believe that that's the problem with our world today. And many of us, and even in many of our homes, it's because we won't take care of God's business. But can I tell you, God will get it out of you. One way or another. He'll put holes in your pocket. You wonder where all your money going. Utilities high and everything. Come on, talk back to me. You won't take care of the Lord's business. Because I read somewhere between Genesis and Revelation. Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom. Am I preaching in here? Am I doing all right, y'all? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so here in this text, we see the furnishing of God's house. Secondly, we see the fixtures of God's house. And then thirdly, my brothers and my sisters. Not only that, but we see the fashion in this particular text. Notice they not only brought in the furniture. They not only, brought in the fixtures. But thirdly, as I look at this particular text, we see the fashion of it. And what I mean is it wasn't cheap. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Notice it said that the altar was gold. The table was gold. Do I have a witness here? The candlesticks was pure gold. There were five on the right side and five on the left. Do I have a witness here? And it says, with the oracles and with the flowers and the lamps, do I have a witness? And the tongues, they were made of gold. Somebody ought to help me here. Not only the tongue, but the bowls. Yes, and the snuffers. And you know what a snuffer is? It is what you put on top of, the candle in order when you get ready to smell it out. And can you imagine that even the little snuffer was made of gold? Do I have a witness here? Yes, in here, and it says all of the hinges was made of gold. And notice here, my brothers and my sisters. And so verse 51, as I get ready to leave you here, it says, and so was ended all the work of King Solomon made for the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Just pray.